today's a special day.
It's World Meditation Day. So to talk us through this fantastic day is health and high performance expert Edwina Griffin. Good morning.
Wow.
Good morning, Banks and Pinky. Thank you for having me on.
So excited to have you here.
First of all, health and high performance.
Yeah, spiffy.
That's spicing up your job title a bit, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's all about perception.
Right, I see.
Well, we know all about perception around here, don't we?
What is it that you actually do, Edwina?
I work with people to help them perform at their best. So that really is about strengthening mind, body and spirit. So it's the interconnection of all, and so practices around that.
Okay.
So, Edwina, we're going to get some tips from you this morning about how to be more conscious and mindful in the workplace and at home. And we were touching earlier on the fact that when it comes to mental health, and we cover that a lot now
anxiety,
on our show,
depression.
A lot of us are talking about it more these days, which is really good. Mindfulness is a tool that really does get shared around quite often for these kinds of to deal with these scenarios.
Absolutely. Look, I think the thing with mindfulness is it's very much about being in that present moment. And I think the meditation sort of, phase that has been around obviously for thousands of years, but there's been this perception that you needed 20 minutes twice a day to get any benefit. And the great thing about the mindfulness message is it is still that same message of meditation, but it's about taking those shorter moments and bringing that present awareness into the now of both yourself and all that's around you. So it's promoting that greater self-awareness and enabling, in terms of mental health, as you mentioned, enabling that space to process emotions, to process mental stress that's in the body and allow the space for it to come through, be felt, and then, you know, dealt with accordingly. Yeah.
I guess it's about spatial awareness too, of like things that you can't change from the past or things from the future that haven't come to pass. Mm. It's kind of about living nearly in the moment, isn't it, Edwina?
Absolutely. And as you say, a lot of stress or distress is created by us living in past or future rather than just acknowledging the current moment. And if we can bring ourselves to the now and stop comparing how it was or how it should be, or, you know, if we could just be in the now and notice the beautiful flower that's sitting right next to the sun that's shining on our face.
Nice.
Those little things, the little sort of star moments that can just shift our perception and bring us a moment of kind of happiness or, you know, presence in the now.
Yeah.
Now, Edwina,
more sensory, less emotional.
And Edwina, would you be in the mindset, mindfulness, that, you know, years ago I heard about meditation and people would always think you have to sit on a cushion in a corner and be really quiet and think of nothing for half an hour. But
don't you have to read the Kama Sutra first or something?
Well, then people talk about the fact that, you know, you can kind of achieve a meditative state whilst swimming, whilst running, whilst doing something else as well.
Finding your own zone.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and that's totally what mindfulness is about. And if you know, the Buddhist traditions and Hindu traditions have walking meditations, and it's, as you say, it's actually almost making a ritual of everything we do. So, for example, eating your food, acknowledging the food as it goes in, feeling the sensations of the body's reaction to food.
I get into a zone whenever I'm eating. I tell you, I am concentrating on what's happening there.
Guts
and then.
Ache, yeah.
That might be for different reasons.
Right. So what are we doing for meditation, now moving forward? Are we still sitting on that couch, crossing our fingers, doing it from home or work? Where are we going?
Look, I think that still exists, and that's great to have structured meditation in your week as well. But I think there's an acknowledgement, probably more an education. I think sometimes it was maybe more misconstrued that mindfulness moments are still hugely valuable. And meditation comes from a place of non-judgment. So it's not about saying, you don't have 20-minute meditations a day, that's not good enough, don't do anything.
Yes.
It's like, you know what, just fit in what you can. Don't be hard on yourself and just do whatever you can in your day and try and build on it.
Oh, Edwina, I want you on our show every week. I just love talking about this. Fantastic.
I am feeling positive vibes happening, and we're pushing them back out these radio speakers right now.
Thank you, Edwina.
Happy meditating today.
I am going to mindfully hang up on you now.
Caravan RV Central Queensland, the deal makers of CQ.
Triple M. Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.